Rebecca Lynn, England. A robe for justa, anima and deans, presented in the old textile factory in which justa Goicochea worked, that now houses Flowers by Bornet in Sense. This robe is made in honor of justa and the other women that fought for the right to help lead and govern their communities. They fought for the implementation of fundamental rights for their families, including minimum wage, 8-hour working day, prohibition of child labor, suitable rest and holiday allowances. During the turbulent years leading to the Spanish Civil War, a young justa Goicochea worked the machines in this building, which served as a textile factory. She came to Barcelona from Saragossa and taught herself Catalan. With the onset of the female vote, she became politically involved with ERC, the Republican Left Party of Catalonia, becoming the first counselor in the history of Hospitalet during the 1934 elections. As a result of her activism and militancy to the ERC party, she was imprisoned during the Franquist regime, thus ending her political career. Rebecca Lynn explains that justa's legacy and the archetype she embodied thread from the past to the present. Through myths and legends, the narratives of weaving fates, rights, and identity are often entwined within the lives of women. In one myth, 16 women, 8 from each of the warring Pisan and Alaean cultures, wove a robe for Hera, the Greek goddess of women, marriage, and childbirth, and negotiated between them the terms of peace and cooperation. This collaborative work was then repeated every 4 years to cement their agreements. In another story, Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom and war, challenged Arachne, a mortal weaver, to a weaving contest. Athena weaved scenes depicting the gods punishing those humans that considered themselves equal to gods and committed hubris. Arachne created scenes in which gods abused humans. In anger, Athena transformed Arachne into a spider, condemning her to weave for eternity. Justa's life has echoes of both these archetypal narratives. As with so many women, she was a weaver of fates, of lives, a manufacturer of reality, weaving and being entwined. She was fundamental in helping weave together a new narrative for women and for her community.